Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Phyllis Moore.
We're going to talk about my favorite subject. Faith. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. So you got your shouting clothes on?
Yes.
If you didn't, next time you come, go to the store and buy you some shouting clothes so that you can always shout, okay? And because it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Well, what I want to talk tonight about is just basic faith, and I want to talk about releasing our faith and having faith and still why people are not getting things, and we're going to do some things about it. But the title of my message tonight is Faith Takes Back What the Devil Has Stolen. That's what the title is. So are y'all ready for it? I like it. I like to take anything the devil took from me and stomp him in the ground. And, you know, that's like Brother Hagin, you know. It was the dumbest trick he ever tried to pull was to make Brother Hagin sick. Because look at all the people he's ministered healing to and faith to because he did that. Well, it's the same thing with me on marriage. He tried to do some things to our marriage when we first got married, but look at all the people we've ministered marriage stuff to over the years, you know? So he's a loser, loser. He's a dumb loser. Dumb loser, because he don't know who he's messing with a lot of times when he does that. So we're going to get him back tonight here and on the internet and stuff. So turn with me, if you would, to Hebrews 11:1. And my first point for you, so that you can, if you take notes, you might like it this way. Faith is where? Where is faith? Faith is where? Hebrews 11:1. This is King James. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things
not seen.
That's where faith is. It's not seen. You can't see it. That's how you know you're in faith. Because you can't see it. If you can see it, you ain't in faith.
That's right.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
If you need wisdom and you don't have it yet, then guess what? You can be in faith. Maybe you're not in faith. I'm not going to say everybody's in faith that's needing wisdom, because a lot of people are not. But if you're believing him and you haven't got your answer yet and you're standing, then you're in faith. Okay? Or healing, same thing. If you've had symptoms in your body and you're standing and you haven't seen it yet, you're in faith. Same thing with your money. Mm-hmm. You've been making all your confessions and you've been saying the right thing and you haven't seen it yet. In faith. Let me read you a couple of other things. I think you'll see it clear. The NIV says this. Now, faith is being sure. Say that with me. Faith is being sure. So you are sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I put yet after that. I put, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see yet. Because if you're in faith, you're going to see it. So what we don't see yet. Yet. The WEIS says it this way. It says, now, faith is the title deed of things we hope for and the proof of things, what? Not being seen. Not being seen. Now, what happens to a majority of people that don't get things? They are convinced of what? They are being sure of what? They ain't getting it. That's what happens to a lot of people. They are being sure that they ain't getting their money. They ain't getting their healing. They ain't getting their answer. They ain't getting their wisdom. They ain't getting their marriage fixed. They ain't getting their job. They're being sure of that fact. Do you understand that? It doesn't matter how long you're believing for something, so long as you never quit. So long as you never quit. Okay, you don't like to hear about me, right?
No, we like to.
Okay. Okay. Most of you know this. Many years ago, but the official diagnosis came a couple of years ago. Doctors saying and confessing over me that I had MS. Do you know, never one time did I say I have MS? Now, there's been a lot of days where it's been not seen. Do you understand that?
Yes.
There's been a lot of days where it seemed like I didn't have my answer. There's been a lot of days where it seemed like I wasn't healed. There's been a lot of days where you would hurt, or a lot of days where you couldn't do what you wanted to do. But you never say, I can't do this, I have MS.
That's right.
Do you hear me? You never say, I can't do this, I have a bad heart. You never say, I can't do this, I have this physical problem that keeps me from being able to do this. Amen. Or, I can't do this, I don't have the money.
Amen.
Do you understand this?
Yes.
You never say that out of your mouth. Because so long as you are a faith person, you ain't buying into the devil's stuff. Just because he tries to sell you that report, you need to make a decision clearly in your heart, being sure. The NIV, put it back up there on the screen. Now, faith is what?
Being sure.
Being sure of what I hope for, and certain of what I haven't seen yet. Now, if I saw that I never had another symptom in my body, then what would I need to be in faith for? But I am absolutely sure that I'm healed. There's no confusion in my mind about it. There's no confusion in my heart about it. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I do things that you're not supposed to be able to do. Now, you have to adopt that same mentality in your heart and mind. What are you being sure of? That you're sick and you can't do this because you're sick? Or that you're broke and you can't do this because you're broke?
Come on.
Or you're weak? Or you don't have the answers? I don't know how to do that. Or I don't see my new house, so I'll never have one. Or I haven't seen the most beautiful girl yet, so I can't get married. Don't let those things ever come out of your mouth. Just because you haven't seen them, if you're in faith, then that's what you are, is in faith. Die in faith if you have to. But don't ever say, I have that, or I can't have that because of that. That is what faith is. And a lot of people get confused. They get real confused thinking that it hasn't happened in a day. It hasn't happened in a week. It hasn't happened in a month. It hasn't happened in a year. So I'm doing something wrong. I'm messing this up. No, that's what your faith is you standing and doing it. And you'll get the answer. Let me read you another story here. But that's why so many people I'll read you another scripture here in a second. But that's why so many people are up and down in their life. Because they decide to get in faith today because something happened to them. And then it doesn't have, it's like Keith tells a story, if you don't know it, there, it's out there on the tape about us believing for a car.
Yes.
And it didn't happen by midnight, so our feathers fell. And whether you set a mental timeline on it and say midnight, or whether you just kind of think by now you should have it, it's still setting a time.
Right.
And so your feathers fall when you don't get it by the time you think you ought to have it. But remember, Keith's been telling us a lot of times, a day with the Lord is what?
1,000 years.
So you ain't even been waiting a day for it.
Yeah.
How impatient are we?
Yeah.
We can't even wait a day for our healing or a day for our new car or a day for our new house. We're kind of impatient little things, aren't we?
We are.
So let me read you this verse. Matthew 8:5. In King James. Y'all are here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because we're headed somewhere. You know me, I'm heading somewhere. So stay hooked with me. Matthew 8:5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy. You know he was sick and tired of the palsy. Palsy is paralysis, in case you're wondering. He's being paralyzed. Grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. That was nice of Jesus, wasn't it? The centurion answered him and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Now, that is kind of unusual. Most people want the preachers to go immediately to their house and pray for them or to the hospital. But listen what he said. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does that. When Jesus heard this, he marveled, and he said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so what?
Great faith
in all of Israel. Why would he call that great faith? Because a person was able to take what Jesus said and believe it.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.